You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams. I'm here at the Latitude Festival with Matt Woods. Matt, how are you today?
All good, dude. All good.
So, this isn't your first Latitude. You're playing here tonight, though, on the BBC Introducing Stage. A bit of a late one, though. How did that come about?
I don't know what persuaded them to put me on so late. I'm closing the stage, so I guess it's a compliment, but it means that I have to behave myself till 11, so it seems like a sort of a mixed bag in that sense.
You're staying around for the rest of the festival as well? You were just saying that you got here yesterday. You're here tomorrow?
No, I think I'll drive home tomorrow. Two nights is enough for me.
Yeah, it's a little bit hot for the camping and everything, isn't it? It's sweltering on site. So, for people that haven't heard you, I've played you on the show a bit, but how would you describe yourself?
Matt? Yeah. As far as my music goes, most of the time now when people ask me that in a bar, I just tell them that it's sad music. I don't know, it's sort of, it's very... Like, it's atmospheric. I like to put a lot of emotion into all of it. It's sort of emotionally exhausting, at least for me, potentially for people listening to it as well. But it's sort of intentionally so, you know?
Yeah, so some artists obviously write from a third-party perspective, but it sounds like you put a lot of you into what you're doing then.
Yeah, I think that's when it first started making sense to me was when I was writing songs more from a sort of subconscious place where I was just trying to cry into a microphone, essentially. And that was when it felt like when other people were listening to the songs, it really resonated with them. When I listened back to them, I recognised something of myself in them. Rather than trying to be clever and just writing a really clever song, just actually just letting it out, it seemed to be the best way.
So how do you find that sort of translates live then? I mean, how much do you enjoy performing live?
I do love it. That's why I think long-term... I hope long-term live will end up being the most important element of what I do, because I do feel like when I get it right, there's another experience to actually sort of... If I am able to absolutely lose myself on stage, I think it adds another dimension to the whole thing. I try and cry on stage in every sense.
Well, that's some statement, and yeah, I don't think there's many. I've seen a lot of bands, and I can't think of many that are quite that passionate about what they're doing, really.
I guess there's so many different ways that you can do music, and there's so many different ways that I've tried to do it as well. It just seems like where it really makes sense to me, both in the way that I live my life and make my music, is to just be quite emotionally raw, and I enjoy sort of standing there and trying to be emotionally vulnerable and I don't know, represent the idea that that's okay, you know?
Brought up in Cornwall, I mean, how did the childhood and everything, is that where, sort of what inspired you to get into music? I mean, how did that all start for you?
Cornwall is a pretty cool place to grow up in that sense. It's absolutely stunning. It doesn't prepare you for the real world in any sense. And most of my friends are still there. You just never leave and have a very happy life. But on the flip side, growing up in that much beauty, if you're receptive to stuff like that, I think it probably heightened the romantic inside of me, you know, even from a young age.
Okay. So, Latitude's not a bad place to play, and there's a fair bit of beauty here in the woods tonight. Is there anyone here that inspires you that you'd like to see play, or not? Or is there anyone that is playing Latitude you'd like to see, or is that?
Well, do you know what? I saw Solange last night, which was one of my favourite things I've ever seen. I'm sort of grateful to be here just to have seen that, and so I'm sort of heading back now into the studio with all of that just running through my head, and everything from the music and to the way that she performed it to the whole visuals. I think we're just about to start missing Jessie Ware, which is one I'm really excited about, so as soon as we're done I'll probably go catch that. But I'm sort of trying to focus on the set from now on more than...
It's about you tonight.
It's all about me, mate. It's all about
That's
me.
That's what it should be. So what's next for you then? I mean, sort of, you've said you're going back into the studio, so...
Yeah, for me this year, I mean, I feel like this has probably been my answer for the last 4 years, but for me this year is more about writing. But this time, like, it's super close to having a a body of work, or actually two bodies of work, that I like. I'm really excited to put out. I have a producer in LA that it finally feels like I'm working with the person that I want to make an album with, and someone that I'm sort of doing something more substantial than just a couple of singles that to become an EP kind of thing. And then I've just sort of like moved to Berlin as well, so it's, I think I just sort of like settled into Berlin, get used to the idea of making some music there, get to LA a couple of times this year, and then hopefully next year will just be a year where I get to put out a lot of music. That would be the plan.
And so on the back of that, I'm assuming tours and things sort of in the UK?
Well, so basically when I talk about touring, everyone just tells me that as soon as I'm putting out music, I can go on tour, and that's sort of, I think, and it makes sense that the songs need to come first, because it's easier for everyone to promote a tour and back a tour when you have songs. So I need to just get the music right, get the music out, and then I'm pretty sure that once I get into that cycle, once the first sort of album starts coming out, we start touring, I will never stop, you know. It'll be touring, then music, touring, music. So I might just try and enjoy this last 6 months of freedom
before it's Oh, good. People are wanting to sort of keep up with what you're doing. Where are you on social media? I know you're on Twitter and Facebook and things. So
I'm sort of, you're putting me on the spot. I obviously should know that. I'm sure my Instagram and my Twitter is at Matt Woods Music. There's a Facebook page which is Matt Woods. I try my hardest to do social media. I'm terrible at it. I'm always being told I should be doing more. You know, so watch this space.
But I mean, if people do sort of Google you, and there's sort of the BBC introducing, you've done quite a bit with the BBC and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's all sorts there. At this point now, and there's some live videos on YouTube and on Facebook. There's enough other stuff that you can find out a little bit of what you want to know, but there's still a lot that isn't up there.
Well, best of luck with recording. Enjoy the next 6 months of freedom then, and enjoy Jessie Ware. I'll let you get off to see her then.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Cool.